As part of its St John Votes 2026 initiative, St John-based social planning organisation, the Human Development Council, is partnering with Civic Tech St John to run a number of candidates' forums to enable candidates to communicate their platforms directly to voters. Tuesday, April 21st saw the second forum at the Nick Nicole Community Centre in the North End, this time for candidates running to represent the city's Ward 2. All six of the candidates were present at the forum, which was hosted by Executive Director of the Human Development Council, Randy Hatfield. The candidates are incumbent Deputy Mayor John McKenzie, Brian Wyatt, Troy Carpenter, Donald Walton, Russell Wilson and Mohamed Elazab. The topics of discussion included issues significant to St John's, including housing and homelessness, poverty, transit and public safety. Brian Wyatt was the first to introduce his platform.
My name is Brian Wyatt. Common Council needs voices that represent members of our community that are at my stage of life. Parents raising their children here, working to make St. John a great place to grow up with real opportunities for their future. That starts with reestablishing the connection between our elected representatives and the people they serve. Too many residents feel like their voices aren't heard at City Hall. Bridging that gap is essential to the health of our community. I will be communicative, available, and collaborative. I'll build relationships with fellow councillors, city staff, community organizations, and other levels of government. We have so many people doing great work here in this city, and I want to be, as a councillor, the voice that brings these different groups together. Homelessness is a nationwide and even a worldwide issue, but what we can do is look to where people are having success. The country of Finland implemented a very successful program, and it started with a housing first model. Current council has adopted a housing first model, and I'm hoping to build on that, because you can't lift people up until they have a solid foundation of security. Safety is important, and we shouldn't turn a blind eye to that, but we need to be conscious and protective of the safety of everyone, including our neighbors who are unhoused. The most important thing we can do with our transit system is have it serve the high density areas. What are the lines that need service? It needs to be able to get people where they need to go reliably. Then we can look at perhaps expanding the service.
Hello, my name is Troy Carpenter. I'm a lifelong resident of St. John, father of three children. There's been things that have been happening in our community and society that which are kind of concerning. One, homelessness. I know that it's traditionally more of a provincial issue, but we have to do something about it at all levels of government. I want my children to want to stay, live, and work in St. John. One of the biggest things we need to do is work on collaboratively is economic growth done the right way collaboratively with all citizens and levels. Number one thing comes down to facts and data, but also our constituents are very important. And if they don't understand or they're opposed to something, maybe it's because they don't understand or they don't have certain information. They should definitely be heard, whether you agree with them or not. But the biggest thing we have to do as a council, our power is on some of these things, is rezoning. The number one thing we can do is make sure that it's zoned properly and it's something that we want. It fits in with the community and the city as a whole. I would also like to see St. John grow. We need development to increase our tax base to get money, because most of the money that the city gets comes from property taxes. We need to work together, whoever ends up on council, collaboratively to strengthen St. John as a whole and to strive forward. And the biggest thing is we as St. Johners need to get rid of this image that why would you want to come to St. John? You should be coming to St. John. This is the place to be. We want you here.
Hello, my name is Donald Walton. I am running for council in Ward 2 because I believe that we deserve to have a voice within our ward that will gladly stand to ensure that we are being heard and making sure that the affordability in housing alongside with homelessness is being looked after. Alongside with it, I want to ensure that people want to stay within our city and actually grow within our city. We do want to see added capabilities of housing alongside with jobs. So the one issue that I want to address when getting in, it would be public safety. To have a deeper dive looked into in regards to the police and fire structure on our ward itself, seeing more and more apartments and houses go up. And it's definitely one of those things that the current system we have can get inundated very fast. One thing that I know is a big frustration is the communication side. Is we need to be more of an open communication to an extent, obviously. It is the city itself that we're serving, and it's the citizens. I know we're slowly working on it, but trying to improve sidewalks and sidewalk maintenance to ensure that anyone who has vision disability or anything with mobility, to make it easier for them to navigate, make sure that there's safe travel.
I'm Russell Wilson. Honestly, I don't say anything get better. And if we don't fight hard to bring everything together and start getting our fair share, I mean, we're supporting all the surrounding areas. I want to push hard and try to get them to amalgamate everything so we can get our city back to where it should be. And that's my whole goal here, is just to fight with the provincial and federal governments and get our fair share. We could take care of all these problems. St. John's a beautiful city. We have all kinds of events, the 506, which I think is phenomenal what they're doing down there. But jobs. You bring in jobs, people will stay. It's that simple, and it improves the quality of life. I mean, I'm talking about higher paying jobs. So I want to solicit business. Now, we obviously have to work with the provincial government and say, okay, well, you know, we'll merge you into our tax system. Give businesses an incentive to come here, and the people will follow. Your economy will follow. Everything will grow from there. That's how it works. Yeah, I just want to bring my wealth management background and my education and my business, and to help with budgets, to help invest in our assets. You know, I love this city so much. Obviously, if you see my post, you'll know that. And I just see like the homelessness problem and the poverty problem, and that's just it's really getting under my skin. So I really want to focus on that. I want to push our governments for funding, and I want to work hard to bring everyone a better life here in St. John.
My name is Mo Muhammad Lazab. I am a software engineer, and I joined here as a skilled immigrant in 2018. I loved St. John. I got many opportunities to move to other places. However, I choose to stay here. The environment is very welcoming. I noticed that things started changing. We are living in the middle of a crisis. We have a housing crisis. We have homeless crisis. And we are having a problem with accountability. Housing is very important, affordable housing especially. And we need to attract more businesses, because without jobs, without money, no one will go. And I believe also to raise a family, you need to feel safe. The most important part in winter, walkable neighborhoods. We need to have walkable neighborhoods. We need to make sure that the snow is being clean. We need to be proactive and not reactive. We are not working together to make the city street safe by fixing the potholes. We wait until May, until people cars are damaged, and then we solve the problem. We need to be proactive and accountable in front of the public. Our public safety is costing taxpayers $6 million, and yet the average citizen in St. John is not feeling safe. Because the city failed to achieve the public safety, they hired a security firm. What's happening in our department really need a review. We need to make sure our police officers are feeling safe.
My name's John McKenzie. I've been on council since 2012. I guess the reason that I'm doing what I'm doing is because I love it. I love St. John. I worked for Canada Post for 28 years. I retired when I got on council because I wanted to spend more time trying to solve issues and help people. I think that we have come a very long way since 2012. When I first got on council, we were a city that was looking at bankruptcy. And today, we have great financials. We're doing really, really well. And I'm glad to be part of that. Many people are living paycheck to paycheck at risk of losing their job. I think that we have to recognize that we're all vulnerable. So what are we doing as a city? Well, we developed the Housing for All strategy. Council was instrumental in the decision to not move tents around, but rather have structures. Small buildings with heat, beds, nearby washrooms. The federal and provincial governments are financing these green zones, and they were the only ones of their kind at the time in New Brunswick, because we were the only municipality that had a plan in place. We're doing all we can. I'm looking forward to the funding that's going to come available in the next couple of years, because in 2028, we're going to have $10 million a year that we don't have to put into that pension fund. That'll be paid off, and I'd like to see a good chunk of that go to transit. If we could make transit free, we could reduce emissions, and I think it's just a better, cleaner way of doing it. I think we have that capability in a couple of years.
The audio was taken from the recording of the meeting on the Human Development Council YouTube channel. Further candidates' forums take place until April 28th, and the municipal elections take place on Monday, May 11th. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.